Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why is it often we often look at it as women's intuition, but when it's a man, then we say it's insecurities. Like, why is that such a difference, do you think?
That's a good question.
That is.
That's a real good one. Why do you often think that we say as women it's intuition, mm-hmm. and as men it's insecurity? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, I don't know why we say it like that. I think, you know, we don't want to say we insecure. We feeling insecure, but a lot of times, sometimes we do feel a little insecure about something. It's human nature, okay? We all got a little moment where we're like, damn, and then you got to pick ourselves back up. Why do we say that? I don't know. Maybe it's to make ourselves our egos.
Men are insecure too, though.
Yeah, they are. They are insecure too. I'm not going to lie. Like
if you go to sleep early,
it's an issue, yeah.
Tired? Why you tired?
I like how y'all did that. Y'all done deflected the whole
we
shit.
We had to. You feel me?
I like how.
When all us fell, just flip it back onto the men. Like,
no.
Back to another episode of Daily Wrap-Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. The Wrap-Up Crew, you know who we are. And I'm the alcoholic because I ain't never missing the bars, you heard?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, that was good.
Last but not least, we got Jew.
What it do? Eli, Ace, and Jew, the biggest podcast in America, Daily Wrap-Up Crew. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my sister, Nunu. She been getting on my nerves since niggas were wearing FUBU. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, you know what I mean?
Hey, God damn it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I missed two episodes. I come back, niggas got bars and shit. Like, that's crazy, like, you know what I mean? Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Hey, y'all. I'm Mina. You can follow me at Bonita_Mina, as well as my lash page. I'm a lash artist at Bonita's Blinks.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Mayha. I'm a teeth whitening specialist. I also do tooth gems. You can follow me at Jackson the Glow.
Hi, I'm Kim Ella. I'm an esthetician, and I'm also a sugarist. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me at Jen Body Spa.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going. Okay, I'm waiting for you to say that. Sugarist. Yeah, go ahead.
And don't be walking around with yellow teeth, because that's nasty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you be using that gel, like that.
I use non-bleached teeth whitening. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so it's not bleached like the dentist. It's non-bleached, so gotcha. It's better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Come check brush your teeth, niggas. That's what she's telling y'all.
What about veneers? Do you do work with veneers? Because I know Ace over here got his veneers.
No, but I could recommend someone to you.
Oh, okay. She got you covered, man. She got you covered. Anyway, man, make sure you hit that like button before we start. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. Cop the merch, man. DailyRapCrew.co. Mm-hmm. Join the membership, man. We need y'all to join the membership, man. We got some exclusive behind the scenes footage. You got early access to the episodes that we doing. The exclusive episodes coming out, the exclusive content that we working on a lot, man.
That's so a fact, man.
For sure.
Need all support we could get. Y'all could even super chat, you know what I mean? Y'all can super chat on the video. I know YouTube has an option. Super chat. Yo, we need all the support we could get, you know what I mean?
Yo, what you wearing though?
Like? I mean, Daily Rapper Crew exclusive, you know what I'm saying?
Daily Rapper Crew shirt right there?
You about to get sued. Hell no. Listen, I don't know that nigga.
Lover?
But it's not.
That's what that's it?
Lover, loser, I mean, it depends on what you
want. Who got you that?
I mean, huh?
Who got you that?
What you mean, who got me that?
Like, who got you it?
The same person that got you your veneers, like, but you know what I mean? We good. Like, okay, yeah. Anyway.
Niggas sing the same girls. Which one is R. Kelly and which one is Ush?
No, that's Aura.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Yo, before we get into this topic, actually, we got to get into this because it's been popular on social media. Apparently, there's this list of unacceptable first dates, right? I'm pretty sure y'all seen the Cheesecake Factory video. So I do want to go over this list because it was going viral. So the first one we got is obviously the Cheesecake Factory. Now, I want y'all to say whether or not y'all think this would be an acceptable first date, right? Cheesecake Factory, what y'all think?
Yes.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think Cheesecake Factory is okay.
Because I eat at the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm not in love with it. I'm not going to say I'm in love with the Cheesecake Factory. But, like, if you take me to the Cheesecake Factory, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, that's me. I'm never talking to him again. Like, it's not that real. Right. Like,
you feel me? You can pull up. All right, we got Applebee's.
2 for $25.
Absolutely not. No.
No? I guess. Why not?
I just feel like Applebee's, I mean, like, I just feel like it's a spot that you go to, like, last minute. Like, we just saw a movie, we need something real quick, we want appetizers. Like, I just feel like a first date should be, like, a little more intentional, a little more thought out and planned out. You can always go to Applebee's. Mm. That's
how I see it. You feel the same way?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Okay. It's like if everything is closed and that's the last option.
Right. Got you. Keem, I see you over the square in your eyes like, Jew, like, what you was thinking about?
I mean, I just disagree. That's it.
You disagree? Yeah. Why you disagree?
Because, I mean, I don't know. I think women is expecting a lot on first dates these days.
Man. No, not really.
And me, personally, I'm just trying to see if I like you. You know what I mean? So why am I going all out on this first date? Like, Applebee's, we go get some drinks or appetizers and see how the vibe is. And then the next time, if I'm feeling you on that first date, then we could go somewhere nice. But I'm not doing nothing crazy on the first date. But.
Okay. Drew, how you feel about that?
I mean, I'm with Ace. I think, you know, I do agree with her. You should think about it. But the only way I would consider taking a woman to somewhere, you know, nice is if we had a conversation on the phone. Up until the date, I'm deciding, hey, oh, I like her vibe. I like what she's saying. I like how she carries herself. But if there's no communication and we just linking up, you're going to Applebee's. That's it.
Then why are we linking up?
Huh?
I feel like then why are y'all linking up if you never had, like, that proper communication?
It's just that easy. I mean, a lot of people, men and women, are just DMing. I don't know. I ain't single, so I don't know what y'all, the struggles out here.
We had that one girl. Remember she said, the dude said, drop the pen, and she just linked up on him.
Yeah.
Women just be linking, like, you know what I mean? So, so the next one is Chili's. I'm assuming that is in the same category of Applebee's, right? All right, so Chipotle, I'm pretty sure that's the same category.
Hold on. So is this intentional? Like, are you reaching out to me and you're telling me, like, hey, you know, I want to take you out, I want to take you on a date, and we're just going to go to let's go to Applebee's. Is it, like, on the fly kind of thing? Because if it's on the fly and we were both busy and, like, we're both hungry and it's like, okay, like, this is a last-minute thing, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's go to Applebee's, whatever. But if it's planned out, like, we plan to go to Applebee's, like, we plan to get dressed. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to understand where you're trying to come from.
What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean?
Like, we plan to put a fit on. You get what I'm saying? And then she comes with her heels, you know? Because, like, depending on...
You're going to Applebee's, what you putting heels on for, though?
No, like, say she gets all dressed.
Say she gets all dressed, though.
You'd be
you
surprised.
Know? Yeah, you'd be surprised.
So, I tell you we're going to Applebee's?
See, this is the... You have to know what women
she could put up in. She could pull up in heels. I don't think that...
Applebee's?
Why not?
Because you don't have to be
enough to
heels
at Applebee's, though.
You close.
Women wear heels to go anywhere. Some women wear heels anywhere.
I think that's a bit overdressed for Applebee's.
Yeah, so just let her know what she's getting herself into. Like, yeah, we're just going to grab a bite. Like, keep it casual. Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fair. If you lower the expectations, that way she's not, like, you know.
Yeah. And then it's absolutely.
I don't want her coming with sweats on thinking she my nigga.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just don't understand that. You'd be like, yo, I'm just casual shit.
Y'all don't know.
If you went to some other places on the list, then you could probably pull up his sweats.
They like, yo, it's Chili's. Why am I getting the da-da-da? We hear that all that time.
I mean, like, McDonald's. If you're going to McDonald's.
Nah, McDonald's is kind of cool. All right, so the next one says the movies. Is the movies an acceptable first date?
Just
I feel like it's not intentional again. Like, it's not the first, it's a nice date, but are you trying to get to know her? What are your intentions? Or are you trying to just, let's just take her out, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we can get to what we need to get to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you want to get to know her, the movie's playing. So how are you going to get to know her?
Yeah, you guys aren't totally
I'm actually in agreement with them.
Yep.
Like, the movies, you don't really get to know nobody at the movies. Like, so that's where you used to go when you was a teenager, you know what I mean? You meet up with your little girlfriend, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But not no first date as an adult.
The movies is too convenient.
Or wait, what about if he takes you out to eat and then he's like, let's catch a movie after?
That's
different.
Yeah, yeah, I think that could be more acceptable. Cool. Exactly. Yeah. But I don't think nobody just follows up with the movies and then be like, yeah, I'm going to drop you home type of shit. Like, don't they usually go out and eat or something like that? Like, every time I check somebody on the movie, we always ate after. Like, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe these other men is different. So, it's your house. You know what I mean? I know Jew. You know what I mean?
I will not repeat my quote from back then.
No, repeat the quote.
Yo, just go back to the old episodes. It's there. I will not. I refuse.
Episode 107. Now I don't know what episode it was. But yeah. The crib is not acceptable first date.
No, it's not.
So what happened if he? What happened if he cooks a nice romantic meal for you? Like,
what if
you know
he's
what
a
saying?
Chef? Like,
Could that work?
To the finest spot. Why are we going to your house?
Yeah. What if he's a chef and he like, I can make anything better than this restaurant?
No,
side.
No.
And it's not more romantic if he's cooking for you?
Candlelit like, dinner, you know what I mean?
Because now I'm looking at your spot very... Now I'm looking at every little thing. I'm going into your bathroom. I'm looking to your
My
bathroom.
Shit clean.
So that's great. You can do all your research on that first.
Mm-hmm. You're going to know him a lot. Like, you're
gonna learn. That's too much. I want to like romanticize you for a little bit.
The first day? That's absolutely not. No. And if she comes, if she will come,
literally,
if she
is a great day,
if she comes, but at the end of the day, do you want?
So wait, what would you guys do if a man's like, oh, I want to take you out, like it's something nice, like it's a surprise, and you get all dressed up, and he pulls up to his house, and he has like rose petals on the floor, and like the private dinner with the chef, you guys are gonna be upset.
But first date though.
But maybe he wants to like show you a good impression.
Yeah, that's very intentional. He went out his way. You know what I mean? Very romantic. Candlelight. You know what I mean?
You said the chef?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. So wait, you guys aren't going in? You guys are saying?
I mean, I'm going in. Okay. I'm gonna feel away. I'm gonna feel nice, but I just feel like
they're gonna judge. That's what it is, though.
First date though, to your house, like I feel that's just too intimate. Like,
but you just said now it's too intimate. You just said you gotta be intentional. That's intentional.
Intentionally trying to get in them draws.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. There's always a motive.
Day is too. Like,
yeah, you know, I know.
Yo, at the end of the day, everybody intentionally trying to get in.
That's what I'm saying. It don't matter. Yeah. When you take it to a 5-star, you still going, you know what I mean?
No, it's true. It's
some
true.
Some guys
true.
Are still going to want to, that's what they're going to expect. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if he's going out his way.
But I also think that depends on the crib too, though. Like, because if you got a nice crib,
yeah, not everybody.
And then you pull up, and she like, God damn, that's you. You live here. And she gonna go in there. Like,
now we talking. All right.
But if you live in the peas, then
that's different. Like, you got the rose. Yo, the rose. You got the rose going up the steps. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like piss in the hallway. Like, I'm saying, like,
said, don't touch the walls.
Yo. So any fast food chain, I'm assuming that will be off. Like McDonald's, Burger King, that's always that's
not a
no.
First date. That's to be switch. In a relationship with a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, let's go get some food real quick.
You guys are used to each other, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about a buffet? Because some of these I'm going to just skip over because I already know y'all answer. A buffet.
Ain't that your favorite?
Nah, your buffet is a buffet. Nigga. The booty on the plate, nigga.
Buffet. Go ahead.
A buffet? I've never been a fan of buffets personally, so absolutely not.
Why not?
It's just, mm-mm.
You know, they got the crab legs. Right?
No. I just don't like, I want someone to come up and ask me for my order. Like, I want to see a menu.
Amina, I hate buffets too, girl.
In high school, everyone used to go to that place in Boulder. What was that spot called?
Oh, yeah.
I knew what you're talking about.
Damn. Flaming. Mm-hmm. Is it called Flaming Grill or something?
There you go.
Yo.
Buffets is not good as a restaurant.
It's not.
It's absolutely not.
Like, my parents wouldn't even let me go. They're like, you're not eating there. Like, no.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Buffet is just off. Okay.
No.
Absolutely.
So,
Your parents are like, no, you're not eating there?
No. What?
He caught that. He said, actually, nah, they different.
They're like, don't you dare. No, they're not eating from there.
I ain't gonna hold you. And that's how your parents talk it. I know you're going to be a problem.
I am a problem.
I know I know it.
I'm shaking my head, but what about IHOP? IHOP Denny's?
I've done that.
First date?
In college.
Oh, wow.
And
first date?
Yes.
Okay, and it was cool?
For some breakfast,
quick breakfast?
It was, I'm not going to speak on that, but it's cool. Like, for IHOP, it's cool. I would do IHOP.
Mm-hmm. The gym?
Would you?
What about the gym?
The gym is crazy.
The gym is crazy?
Because what are you trying to say?
Now, low key, I don't know if it would be a first date, facts. But I would go to it. I've been to gyms with, you know, I've took women to the gym before. Like, if they're into like fitness date. And stuff,
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Fun. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
But not like I wouldn't call it a date. I wouldn't be like, yeah, this is a date or whatever the case is. But we're going to still vibe. Like, we're going to work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but in that process, we vibe and we chat and like, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't consider it a first date, but I've done stuff like that. You know what I mean?
So you be a pervert on the dates and shit?
You like, let me spot you. I wouldn't say I'm a gentleman, like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say I was a pervert, like, you know what I mean? But I did admire them in their attire. That's all.
Was you spying her and shit? Like,
I mean, I had to make sure she was doing the right protocols and safety measures. Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga said, this how you do a squat.
let me lay on
underneath you. Remember Eddie quick, Murphy, like, and Eddie Professor?
Nah.
Yo. That
movie's so funny.
Yeah, so church. Some of these is just like, kind of crazy.
That's beautiful.
Church is beautiful.
I like
don't
that.
Do that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's what you both are on, that's the frequency you both are on, and that would be a great first. Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between that and the gym?
That's amazing.
I didn't say the gym was an issue. No, listen, this whole list thing to me personally, like, the internet is just ridiculous.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is too much, and y'all got it. I'm so sorry. Y'all got it so hard. Because it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot for y'all.
Pressure, right? You know
it's a lot of pressure. And like I'm not, like I said, as a female, you need to have standards. Absolutely. But the internet is tearing y'all apart. And I'm so sorry because it's a lot. It's a list.
It's unrealistic.
Normally, I hit up Eli for spots to go on dates, but I'm going to just get all my dates from this list from now on. This shit, though.
You going to be on your what?
I'm gonna get all my dates from this list.
But
where should I go? Like,
yeah, they're gonna be writing about you in the chat, so you know what I'm saying? Like,
so
yo,
I have
girl.
A question for you guys.
Yeah.
So I seen something on YouTube. They were like talking, and the guy was like, oh, a first date to me is taking a girl to a strip club. Do you consider that? Because he was like, it's an easy first date. He was like, I tell her to pull up with her friends. I got a section. I got bottles. I got hookah. First date.
You lost me at bottles.
Yeah.
And
I'm strip club.
Yeah, I'm not spending a dollar on a woman shaking their ass or the women that's coming in. I'm sorry.
Why she pulling up with her friends to a date though?
Right.
I mean, no.
No, scared. He's saying that's considered their first date, but I guess she doesn't know that. So that's what he was saying. Like, that's a first date to me, and I was just like, oh no.
What? That's I don't know. Y'all niggas is different. I don't know, man.
I'm not even a strip club type of person in general. Yeah, I'm definitely not thinking of a woman. I just but some niggas like that, man. Those niggas, more power to them. But I think, in general, right, when we talk about these lists. You know, we try to equate like a 5-star restaurant. Just because a man takes you to a 5-star restaurant, it does not mean that y'all gonna vibe, y'all gonna have a good time, like this, that, and the third. So I think sometimes some women, they wanna go on these, you know, 5-star restaurants or these luxurious dates because they feel like, you know what? Even if I don't vibe with him or the date is trash, at least I got something out of it. I got a photo out, I got a free meal, I got whatever the case is. Like, you know what I mean? So there's some type of insurance there. That's toxic as hell. But there's some type of insurance there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's the insurance? Because it was luxurious?
Exactly.
The aesthetic?
You know, yeah, that's
so aesthetic. That's where that's
but what if you do that for yourself on a regular? Like, yeah. Like that with your friends on a regular. So that's not really like impressing you.
Yeah. So it depends what type of woman you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair. Like,
what she thinks is like, I guess.
No, that's fair. But again, when we do have these, when we have these conversations, we always look at, oh, well, he got to bring me to motherfucking all
these, STK,
yeah, and all these fucking restaurants and these fancy restaurants and stuff like that. That don't mean y'all going to vibe. Like, I've been to, like, I just told Ace and Jude the other day, like, I went to, I did archery. Like, you know what I'm saying? I took a woman, we went archery, like, bow and arrow.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's cool. You
know, he wore a diaper, too.
Huh?
He wore a diaper, too, like Cupid.
I'm dead. You were a diaper too? And we're entertaining like, that too.
That's why he got the lover shirt on.
Nah, that's different. That's cool. So how'd that go? So,
nah, it was cool, but like I'm a person, I would rather do activities, you know what I mean? Instead of just sitting across from you asking the same questions over and over.
Right. Like an interview.
You know what I mean? You get to learn people more when you do activities, you get what I'm saying? And I ain't spend that much on that shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, she don't know that. I mean, now she probably do. But you know, the vibe, like, you get what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I'm
absolutely.
All about a vibe. And I think, you know, even when we talk about coffee dates, you know, Keen was talking about like this, that first date is really just an investment for a guy. We need to fill you out. We need to understand, like, is this a person I would want to continue, you know what I mean, going on continuous dates? I would judge him more on the second date than honestly the first date, to be honest.
You would what?
I'm saying. If I was a woman, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
I feel like the perspective of a first date is so different for men and women, though. Because all we think is, like, we just have to show up. And maybe we just have to plan it. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
So would y'all even consider that, like saying where you wanted to go or anything like that?
Say it again.
Like implying where you would like to go. Or would you wait for him to suggest?
No, I love when men like tell me to choose where I want to go. That says a lot about the man.
See, and that's a big contradiction.
Well, what does it say about him?
That's a good question. That he's sensitive.
That's a bad way to put it. Say they want a man to be able to lead.
Yeah, right.
You know, when they say, oh.
And I always say, oh, be a man. Yeah, play the day.
Like, you asking me, I mean, that's sassy. It's giving sassy.
Well, I think.
But also, a reason why I will pick a date off that list is because I'm testing you too. Cause I want to see how you react to being in a place like this. Like, if you're going to be complaining, if you're going to be like, ooh, this is ghetto. Like, you know what I mean? I want to see that because that's an indication of how
you But, nigga, if you trying to take it to McDonald's, I would.
McDonald's, man. But, like, I don't know. Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, know what I mean?
Applebee's?
Yeah. Okay. If you're over there, you know what I mean?
Suggestion to the fellas, take the lady to a Thai restaurant. The price is really cheap, and the ambiance always look like it's decent. You get what I'm saying? So she can't really, you know what I mean, feel no type of way. So y'all both would enjoy the food.
Jamaican restaurant.
Yeah, Jamaican.
Jamaican restaurant?
Me not have that.
They're not going to have nothing you want.
Exactly. They could eat jerk chicken every day. No. She could eat jerk
chicken. They only got one fried chicken left, macaroni pie.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oxtail.
Yeah. That's a disclaimer. See, I gave that disclaimer before. Let me get to this next topic. Why is it often we often look at it as women's intuition, but when it's a man, then we say it's insecurities. Like, why is that such a difference? Do you think?
That's a good question.
That is.
That's a real good one. Mm-hmm. Why do you often think that it's? We say as women, it's intuition, mm-hmm. and as men, it's insecurity. Mm-hmm. Damn, I don't know why we say it like that. I think you know we don't want to say we insecure. We feeling insecure, but a lot of times, sometimes we do feel a little insecure about something. It's human nature. Okay, we all got a little moment where we're like, damn. And then you got to pick ourselves back up. Why do we say that? I don't know. Maybe it's to make ourselves our egos.
Men are insecure too, though.
Yeah, they are. They are insecure too. I'm not gonna lie. Like
you go to sleep early.
It's an issue. Yeah.
Tired. Why are you tired?
I like how y'all did that. Y'all done deflected the whole shit.
We had to. You feel me?
I like how.
When all of us fell, just flip it back onto the men. Like,
no, let's not flip it on the men. Let's not even do that this time. Let's not.
That's instinctual. That's the intuition right there. Just flip it on the men. Like,
I think it's because women, like we just, like I said, like you know how like they always tell men like stay out of women's business or something like that. Like don't speak on certain topics for women. It's like women is sensitive for us, so it's like it's different. But men, it's like you being insecure. You know, growing up, you always had to have it tough, right? Mm. And you had to man up and stuff like that. Mm. So insecure, you being like, we could put that on you. But for us, it's intuition because I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like,
but
I don't know.
Real. Intuition is real. We have gut feelings.
We do.
And give us an example.
So if I say, I feel like you over here, you at somebody's house that you're not supposed to be at their house, and I'm right, then I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm still right.
So what? You wrong and you right.
Sometimes you might have a dream about it.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah, I be having a lot of dreams.
I be having
dreams.
You're not about to do that.
I be having
your father Martin Luther King?
You know what else?
I had a dream.
He had a dream.
Listen, so that counts.
I be feeling it in my gut. Like, I just know.
Gut feelings are never wrong.
But let me ask you a question, right? Before y'all get this gut feeling in your stomach, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Do y'all notice something first?
Like I notice something first.
When somebody's moving funny.
And you pick up on the patterns.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Like,
It sounds like y'all talking about common sense then, not women intuition.
But think about it. Men are more logic than women because we rely on our emotions a lot. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes we know things, but we like, oh, whatever. Like, you feel me? Because like we like that person or whatever the case may be, but we're more emotional. We like, oh, but like that's how we are. But y'all like, no. Like, y'all are more logical than us.
Yeah, so that would bring more cadence. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was about to say, if we more logical, that means that our intuition would be more correct than y'all because y'all basing it off emotion. Like,
Turn the camera off.
She said, nah, I don't know.
She said,
maybe sometimes. Maybe.
The only thing I find about interesting about women's intuition, like, why does women intuition only kick in when y'all think a man is cheating? Y'all will never say, damn, my intuition is saying that I ain't treating him right, or like he ain't happy in a relationship. Like, it's only
great
when
point.
It's only when y'all suspect a man of cheating. Like, that's the only time y'all intuition supposedly kick in. Like, and that's not even intuition. That's just y'all overthinking about things.
Yeah.
Like, I think y'all be confusing intuition with overthinking. Like, yeah.
Sometimes we may be overthinking.
No, my intuition never led me wrong.
That's me either. Lately, it hasn't. It hasn't ever let me wrong.
Okay, when it came to you discovering something about a man, right? It never led you wrong, right? Mm-hmm. But what about his happiness? Did it lead you? Did you?
If you're not happy, talk to me about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Well, but what about your woman intuition?
That's what I'm saying. Is it one side?
It's only. Is it only for negativity or picking up? You know what I'm saying? Like.
Well, this is, listen.
Once again, she said, cut the camera. I'm telling
you, y'all. Because now we're getting attacked.
But you have to flip it. Let's flip it. Talk about how men are insecure. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. The number one tag to go
Let's
back
talk
to
talk about
the
how men are intentional. Like, that's the one. What? How y'all don't know y'all self, so y'all can't cater to nobody else.
And let's talk about how men don't really heal. Like, it's on to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Like, come on. Like, word. When are you going to sit down with yourself and your feelings? You can't.
Who's more likely to jump in relationships, men or women? On to the next. On to the next.
Like, listen. Listen.
Let's talk about it.
It depends on the person.
Let's talk about it.
I don't think it's men or women, though. I feel like it depends on the person. I don't feel like it's men or women. I feel like it depends on the person.
What? Jumping into relationships?
100%. 100%.
Say jumping in relationships?
Yes.
Or just situationships or whatever.
How many relationships you been in your life?
Why he came for you like that?
Because I
no answer.
I see it in her. Like, you know
she
what
said
mean?
No
it's
answer.
Like, it got to be like 10 in them. Like,
no.
How much?
No answer.
Huh?
No answer.
No answer, right. Said, I've been in two. How much you been in?
I think two. I've been in about like five.
Yeah. Five? Jew?
Three.
Three. I mean, that's how like jumping. That's how like.
I'm in my 30s, so.
Well, this is the thing. When I say like onto the next, jumping from the next person, I'm just talking about dealing with people. Period. Mm. But it could be sex. That's a strong one. Like it definitely is prominent sex. But I feel like it is always to another situation or like something to like entertain or like get your mind off or whatever. Mm. Like I feel like it's never like with men. Predominantly, some may really take time to themselves, but I feel like with men, you guys don't really give yourselves time to heal or sit with your emotions a lot.
That's a fact.
I don't think we was taught that growing up. I do think it's changing now, though.
Like, yeah.
That we are taking time to focus on our mental and get that right before going into other situations.
Because then you bump into people and then you bump into the wrong one. Like, maybe she was like... You probably start, you know, feeling her, but then you're not healed from whatever, you know, happened before. So now you're bleeding on her in a way. And it's kind of like, you get what I'm saying?
I also think that's actually women as well, too, though.
Yeah, sometimes
because
that happens.
When you jump in on to the next one to replace what the last one did to you without healing, you know what I'm saying? It's the same shit.
And the person usually, if they're smart enough, like, I can read people like a book. So, like...
Now it is.
I read people like a book. So when they come to me, I already know what's up. I'm like, give me like a week or two. Mm. I'm like, yeah, you're not healed. They're like,
basically, if you're not healed, don't jump into another relationship.
Absolutely. Right. Or don't jump into a situation where, or know who you're dealing with, what type of woman you're dealing with.
A relationship is different from just talking to somebody though,
exactly.
too, right? So how would a man jump in, like, how often do a man try to jump in a relationship with you ladies? Or do you think women pursue the relationship part?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think women pursue it, but I feel
that's
like
a really good
depends
question.
On what type of woman it is. Sometimes, I love y'all questions. Y'all look good.
We ask a basic questions.
Really?
No, because it's different to hear it from a man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's the women that are asking this question amongst ourselves, but to hear a guy,
yeah,
it's different.
I think we do. We be in our feelings and like. You know, like, damn, like, having fairy tales and stuff.
Why
like
are you that. Stringing me along? Or when we are we together? What is it? And you like,
what are we?
I dip.
No, asking what are we is...
crazy.
Yeah.
Asking can. Why we are crazy?
Yeah, because you know what we... Like, you know, everybody knows what's going on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly y'all don't, because y'all always asking the question. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo. Like, I thought we did. Every time we have like, sex, what are we? Like, we just, come that's on, don't crazy. Do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that.
Are we? Nah. Point,
we are nothing.
Don't act like y'all never asked, y'all never didn't ask that question.
But that's why it's important to, like, know who you're dealing with.
Dealing with and open communication.
Mm-hmm. I always say women should, you know, if they're going to date with intentions, they should tell that to the man.
Like, I start that's asking, true. Like, real serious, important questions from the start. Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? And right. From your response is, like, how yeah. I'm gonna move if I know I'm mm-hmm. going to deal with you or not.
I do want to go back to the, you know, dating with and being intentional when you're dating. You know, we always tell men that they should be intentional, but we don't never tell women that they should be intentional too, because there's a lot of women who know that they don't want to be in a relationship with that nigga, but they gonna take that date or they gonna take that outing just right. because they want that photo op or they want that right. meal. There are women out there that will mm-hmm. just use a man for his resources, his time, like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Right. So
women also don't take, you know, men as seriously, or these first dates as seriously as that y'all want men to, like, you know what I mean? So that's why men are saying, like, I would rather have that coffee date first, you know, not do nothing too crazy, because if right. I start at level 5, I can't go down, because now it look like, oh, I'm giving less, you know what I mean?
Right.
So mm-hmm. I already, if I'm great setting point. A bar up here, I can't it. Go any higher, like, you get what I'm saying? Now we got to go skydiving or some shit, because I went to fucking Nobu on the first mm-hmm. date, like, you get what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I think men
will take you to the sugar spot. What is it called again?
Sugarous.
Absolutely. Take your gem body.
Taking a girl to get her shit waxed on the first date, like, yo, surprise. Like, you know what I'm saying? That would be crazy, though.
Sugared.
It's sugar. Oh, my fault. Yeah. Sugar. Like, let me get to this next
get
time.
Get it right, nigga.
My fault. Yo, hit that like button, man. If y'all enjoying the conversation, hit that like button. Comment mm-hmm. y'all favorite part down below. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. And hit that notification bell, man. We need y'all to stay up to date on all the drops. Every Friday we drop, and every Tuesday we drop the podcast audio. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty interesting question, because I would love to hear from y'all. You know, what do y'all ladies, what would y'all consider good dick? Because we always hear men talk about, oh, she had that good pussy, but what is good dick to ladies?
I'll answer. Mm-hmm. So a man that's a provider, a man that knows your body from head to toe. Mm-hmm.
Wait, how the provider part? Like, what they got to do with this dick? You know what
I'm saying? Like, retweet.
Okay.
You mean providing strokes? I'm going to help you out.
Okay. We could say that. So, all right. You could go. Because you know what?
I agree with her. A man who's a provider. Boom. That's good dick.
That's good.
That's my stimulation. When I see that you can be upfront and you put in.
This proves women be faking it. This proves it. They fake it.
That's good dick to me, respectfully. Like,
I know good dick clearly. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because. If y'all had a good dick, I'd have been on here saying something else. Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that to be the first one.
That's like, provider boom.
So whoever hit you up just now, let him know it ain't it. Oh, shit,
like, oh. I guess so. You can take the phone and tell him that.
Thing. Or if he got you thinking about him all day, like...
You gotta unlock that.
Nah, not giving him the phone. Y'all been mad funny.
He ain't
gonna
lock it, though.
Let me take
you
this.
You got a screen recorder. Right. Yeah.
I just sent the video like, my bro, you ain't doing it right, man.
So, all right. Outside of the provider, what else would you consider good dick? The size, something.
Because he had to last a certain amount of time. He got hit a certain spot. Like, y'all never had it for real? Like, what the fuck? We need to go.
Like, I'm a lady.
Y'all got to phone a friend or something? Right, like,
should we switch the questions of what's good pussy?
Y'all uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I'm a lady. A lady never kisses and tells.
Period.
Quote
that. Got all the
quotables. Put that on a caption, actually.
Mm-hmm. Great hygiene. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you're going to have good sexual chemistry, mm-hmm. let's at least be clean. You feel me?
She's talking to y'all dirty dick niggas out there.
Yeah, let's do that. The nails, that's important. Nails, like, I look at people's nails. I look at things like that.
Well, he beating off? What you mean? What's up?
Yeah, if your nails
Well, no, if your nails is dirty, then I don't expect you to take care of other things. Like,
what you mean?
You get what
I'm saying? Like, his nails, like, what do you mean? Like,
If you feely, touchy.
Let me see your nails. Like, go like this.
His is valid.
Oh, yeah, you passed the test. You could.
What is...
I'm trying to get the correlation between a man's dick and his nails. I'm just confused.
It's a correlation,
like,
because
so y'all
if his nails,
if the nails
good,
ain't clean, then the dick ain't me.
Then it might be funny over there, but that's that. What was you going to switch it to?
Y'all never, I'm confused. Y'all never have hit y'all girl. Y'all never had, girl, I had some bomb D. Y'all
you
never
You know, that's
said
so
that?
Funny that you asked that.
Okay.
Because I don't speak to my, like, I don't, May.
She's, like, she's very secretive. Like,
not, it's not secretive.
No, what is it?
It's nobody's business.
Respect.
That's secret. Oh, you sound like,
it's nobody's business.
You sound like Dwight Howard.
No, no, no. I feel like, listen, everybody is different. Like, if my friends want to talk, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's. All right, that's a lot.
Yeah,
like,
I'm really open with her, and she'd be like, that's enough.
That's enough. I do be saying that because don't look at me like it's my turn. Like, it's not. I don't know. I just feel like, so, you know, so I'm in the middle.
You do give that advice, though. What? You say women shouldn't be bragging because the homegirl might try to steal it.
Oh, you be advertising? Yeah.
Yeah.
You need yolks.
That's not your homegirl, though.
I mean, a lot of y'all homegirls ain't your homegirls. But you said that, you said that you did. You have said that before. Like, oh, damn, girl, I got some good deal, whatever the kid. So explain, what made you say that? What did he do to you on your body?
He provided and he cleaned his nails.
He cleaned his nails and that's that.
He probably gonna watch this, so we gotta say it on the podcast. Okay.
Shout him out, man.
It's just good. Like, he got you thinking about him all day. Like, the best sex is, like, makeup sex. Or, like, when you guys are mad at each other. Mm. Like, that.
So he blew your back out, basically.
Okay, so is it the D or is it the relationship you have with the person?
That makes it better. The relationship makes it better.
When you have chemistry with somebody, the sex is automatically amazing.
Nah, you got to have sexual chemistry, though. Because you could be in love with somebody and love everything about them, but the sex is trash.
Yeah, but y'all not...
We're not answering the question
because
we don't talk like that, sir.
So what's your answer? So we can bounce off that.
I can't answer that. I'm not Dwight Howard. I can't answer that. But I'm just saying.
I'm not Dwight Howard. We asking
the women. You know what I mean? What good sex is? That's what we just want to know.
If we was asked what is good vagina, right? Mm-hmm. Our answers would be it would be good hygiene. You know what I mean? It was wet. It gripped it nicely. The
sugarous.
She probably went to sugarous, you know what I mean? It was leaking, you know what I mean? That's good pussy. Like, I was in there like, ooh, you know what I mean?
It's not too loose.
Like, yeah, that's good pussy. So on the flip side now, we asking what would be good dick?
Do y'all like them fat? Do y'all like them small? Do y'all like them tall? Do y'all like them bald?
That's crazy. Come on.
That's insane.
Come on, like,
I'm disappointed in y'all ladies, man. I
don't think it's much more
entertaining conversation, but you know what I mean? Like, but you know, y'all gonna go home and think about it, and then maybe
y'all might.
It's crazy because women be having all these fucking 15 dildos in their crib, and those got different dick shape size, right?
A dildo?
Right?
No, like maybe the rose, like, not a
times has changed.
Let me get to this next topic. Can what a woman wear gives off the wrong impression?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Explain.
But it depends on where you're going. Like, if you're going to the strip club or, like, the club, you can wear something, like, nice, like a short dress or something. But if you're going to, like, a backyard barbecue or something, like, wear something nice, like, not see-through, not short, like, you know.
Mm. It definitely does. Like, I feel like, say you're at a spot, and that's the first time you meet a guy, but, like, it's a backyard bashment, whatever, and you're wearing something more revealing, his thought process, his vibe automatically going up to you might be like, let me see if this can be something I can hit for the night. Meanwhile, whole time, you someone that's modest, but what you're wearing isn't, like, revealing that.
Jeez.
So it does.
The crazy part is,
deceiving.
I want to show y'all. I'm gonna show y'all a picture, right? And I want to see if y'all would think that this would be appropriate.
You talking about the see through shirt?
Yeah. I want to know if y'all would think this is a problem. I don't put it on the screen for y'all. I'll block out the face. But would y'all wear this outside?
Absolutely not.
I got one. You know,
okay. You know how I would think
I love myself.
If I wouldn't wear it in front of my dad, I'm not wearing it outside.
Facts.
That's literally lingerie, bro. And this is what I be saying. This is why I be saying women be wearing lingerie and Air Maxes. You know what I mean?
What about this?
Air Maxes. No. That's her friend let her do that?
But she didn't even have a nipple cover.
Oh, wow.
She's wilding.
She's
wilding.
Let me ask you this. Would you like your girlfriend to go outside like that?
Oh, absolutely not. But again, when we have these conversations, we are often met with pushback by women who are saying that, you know, it's their body. And if I feel the way I feel, I'm insecure because I can't handle a bad bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, we always get this pushback from women. So that's why we were saying, does what a woman wear give off the wrong impression?
That's just not honoring yourself. That's just not respecting yourself and your body. Because if it is, you're going to try to, you know, cover yourself up, but it's still feminine and attractive at the same time.
Right. You can make it tasteful.
That's someone who's really confident. Yeah. The most confident woman. You can do that with,
and have sex appeal.
Yeah, I agree. And you don't have to be like in a turtleneck. You get what I'm saying? And somebody can still look at you like, all right, you know, she put it together well. Work. You feel me? It's all about how you carry yourself and how you put it together.
But and there are some girls that like to dress like that. And that's just them. Like,
but I'm not walking around with those girls.
Right.
Because that's a reflection of me.
That's true.
Okay.
So I'm not walking around with those girls. Just like when they say,
would a man be wrong if that was his approach based off your outfit? Like, yo, pull up to my crib. Let's go. Let's be out of here.
No, he wouldn't.
Or,
be wrong.
No, he's not wrong. Again,
he's disrespectful, though.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
What is she?
Yes.
So what is she for wearing said outfit?
Because maybe that's just what she liked. Like, that outfit, she thought it was cute, so she wanted to put it on.
I think you on the fence a little bit. I ain't going to lie.
No, because I have all, like, I have
she probably like, damn, I wore dresses like that before.
No, I have all types of friends. Like, I have girls in the nightlife.
Oh, so you protect
girls
this somebody
right
now.
Owners. So this conversation, like, always comes up because, like, their boyfriends are like, oh, why are you wearing that? Or girls that wear, like, biking shorts or, like, tight leggings. Like, men usually be like, you going outside with that? Like, you could see your whole, like, print, like, of, like...
If you got the camel toe. Yeah. Shout out to the camel toe.
Shout out to the camel toe.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, that's for single behavior. That ain't for a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody else looking at your shit. Like, you know what I mean? So, but is a man wrong for having those feelings? Like,
No,
absolutely not. Because,
like, you're his girlfriend. He don't want another man looking at what he's looking at.
Yeah. Right. And she's your woman is a reflection of you. Right. So, okay, if she's going to be somebody that you
with... Y'all did good on this question, man.
Thank you.
They didn't like our response to that. Other question.
I was a little disappointed.
Because they wanted it to be spicy.
Because we're ladies.
I feel you. You wanted it to be spicy, but
that's why. I wanted y'all to talk that shit. That's all.
I ain't mad at it.
You could be a lady and talk about what you like.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
not yet. I don't know. Like,
I said, I put glass in front of it. A class.
Ain't like you talking about putting in your throat or something. Like, just...
like I told y'all, the nails need to be done.
That was a good enough answer. Okay.
So what is like, what's something that, because we often judge
that's
women.
That's like
on.
Describing good pussy and like, oh, but her hair got to be in a bun or
something. That's not funny. No, I'm being funny, y'all. Y'all right. We ain't answer like that.
Shame false her teeth and
or like,
what is something that men could wear that would give y'all the wrong impression?
Great question.
Daddy shorts.
Hoochie daddy shorts?
Like the gray sweatpants.
Nah, that wouldn't give me a wrong
gray
impression.
Gray sweatpants give you the wrong
that
impression?
That wouldn't give me the wrong
if
impression.
If they're tight, though, I'm like, oh, he know what he...
Oh, yeah.
But what impression you getting from that, though?
That he want you, like, he's looking for some attention.
He's packing, and he's there in that.
He's looking for some attention. Okay. And I don't like that for him.
Are you giving it to him?
No.
No.
He's a lie.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she said, damn.
Eyeballing that dick like, yo, let me see what he packed. He working
now
with.
Now she know what good dick look like.
Exactly. So if you was in a relationship, would you want your boyfriend to be wearing those tight gray sweatpants outside when he's not with you?
Hell no. Because I know women, and women are bold nowadays. Yeah, they don't care. They'll grab your phone, put their phone in, and... keep it pushing.
So you're insecure.
They do that?
But then I feel like...
No, I'm asking. Are would you be insecure?
I'm definitely not insecure, but I...
That sounds like insecurity, like... Because if a man said that, he would be absolutely 100% insecure.
I never said I wouldn't let my man go out with gray sweatpants.
I get what he's trying to say. So you're saying how, like, he can't wear that because, like, say a woman comes up to him and, like, take my number, you look good. But as your man, you should know, like, I have a girlfriend. I have respect. So.
Right. But no, absolutely no to the gray sweatpants.
I mean... If you want to wear the gray sweatpants, go ahead.
Go ahead. Like, it's not that serious. What can you do? You guys need to understand that we don't own people. Like, this is the thing. Yeah. In this society, we want to own everybody. First of all, we don't even know what's going on half of the time. If you're really thinking about it, right? Like, you wish your boyfriend 25-8, you're not. Mm-hmm. You got to trust each other.
As long as he has respect.
And then there's women everywhere. So you really think your man is not looking
y'all,
at
but y'all nobody. Comparing, like, shorts and sweats. To like women out here being like naked
though. They're naked.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know. Would you let him wear the sweats outside? Yeah, you'd be fine with it, right? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But I don't like the sagging of the pants, though. That's not even anybody like liking that. But like, if it's like dragging, like the whole ass is out, I don't like that concept.
What impression would you give somebody that has his pants sagging?
I don't even look their way. Like, that wouldn't even be somebody that I'm going to look for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
going to look. All right, so a nigga just walked, he got his pants sagging. What's the first thing that's coming to your mind?
We both don't think, we don't have the same mentality. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you somewhere else.
She like, you stink, nigga.
We think differently. Like, we got a whole different caliber.
Because as you get older,
you know what I'm saying? You mature.
And you respect yourself. That's first. You clearly don't.
I don't know. It's 30 years out here with the nipples out. I don't know.
I think that would be the male equivalent of not respecting yourself, though.
Did y'all hear what she just said?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said, we're looking for a husband.
Yeah.
Oh, we're?
Yeah.
I hope y'all find it.
A lot of women don't be looking for those.
I feel like all three of us, we give that, though. I feel like.
We just attract. I feel like,
yeah. We don't chase, we attract.
Serious.
You feel me?
Right. Well, yeah, so y'all from
Long Island.
Yeah, definitely give us Long Island vibes.
You don't like that?
Which no, it's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I feel like men, they don't like that.
They don't like that.
They don't like that. They don't.
Y'all want us to standards. Y'all want us to say some crazy shit. I don't know, but.
Men love loose women. Men love loose women.
Men don't love loose women. We appreciate them. For them, for their services.
At least you kept it real. I like that for you.
Yeah. We appreciate them.
So you would be in a relationship with a woman like that? Like,
never.
Say all of that. Say
I said I appreciate her for doing what she's doing.
Right. She loose.
So why don't y'all like women with standards? Women
no,
with
no. Men love women with standards.
They just don't be ready for them. When they're ready for them, you know what I mean?
They're not ready.
They're going to do what they have to do.
If you're looking for a relationship, you want a woman with standards. We love those women. But we appreciate the women that don't got no standards as well.
Yeah.
Fair.
Pass some time.
Fair. I get it.
Because we're not looking for a relationship every day, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And when you say you're not looking for a relationship, like, what do you, like, when you tell a female you're not looking for a relationship, what do you mean?
Like, it means, you see how you said men go jumping and jumping?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still healing from whatever I was going through. Okay. Or maybe I'm not ready to make that step yet. So.
Right.
Or maybe I just don't see you as a woman that I want to be in a relationship with. It could just be that. It just could really be that.
Are you telling her that?
That's a hard reality.
Yeah, for sure. Like, okay. I don't ever leave no woman on. They just assume that they could trick me out of my mindset and it don't work. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's
you would tell her you don't see her.
But it's better to keep it real.
I'm not ready for. I'm not ready for a relationship
with her.
It's the equivalent. Like, if I ain't
saying
it,
I'm not gonna stay with her.
You know what I'm saying?
Because. With women, you got to sugarcoat it. You can't just be like, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship with you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not directed to her. It's just in general. If another woman came here and I wasn't ready, I'm not ready for no other woman. I'm fucking all three of y'all. That's it.
There you have it.
Listen, this next topic, what determines when the honeymoon phase is over in a relationship?
That's a good question.
When the honeymoon is done.
When you stop doing what you were doing to get her.
When the dates slow down.
When things slow down, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And you stop, you know? You stop.
And you could feel it.
Up. You like, could feel you it.
So the man determines when it's over then.
That, I was just about to say that.
Nah, we can't say just the men because sometimes women get off their game too. You get what I'm saying?
Y'all don't be paying for dates. So, I mean.
Women who's y'all?
It's women.
You feel me? Like.
Yeah, women. What are
they at? What's the day you pay for? What's the day you pay for?
I've never paid for Applebee's.
See, look. What women not paying for one?
See, women just like saying stuff just to say it. Like, but then when you put them on the spot.
I gotta talk to myself so I can think.
But paying for a date, I feel like if a man want to take you out, he's going to pay for it. But if we're in a relationship, then I'm going to pay for the tab.
That's different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the last thing that you pay for in a relationship?
Mm-hmm. Never. She just said it.
Me? Like the last thing I bought for a man?
The last thing you did for a
man. Well, first of all, when was the last relationship you was in? Exactly.
You just wanted me to answer that on the camera. I am dating, okay?
So you don't be in a lot of relationships?
No, like, when I mean dating, like, I am talking to one person, messing with one person, and that's it.
She said messing with one person.
No, like, I said, when I'm dating, I'm talking to one person, talking to one person, that's it.
So do you take that person on a date, though?
We've been on dates, but he paid for it. Because, like, we're still...
So the answer is no.
But I would take him on a date, and I would pay for it.
So why don't you?
Because right now, it's kind of like, it's long distance. So I would like, yeah.
All right, so that's even better. When he come back in town, I mean, let me take you out.
You a passport, sis?
Do you have a, does she have a passport?
He said you a passport.
Oh.
He said
she had a long distance. I thought she
was. Yeah, like you went overseas and fall out?
No, but I do travel a lot, but it's not overseas.
Oh. Okay.
Just, all right. Like, oh my God.
We back on the honeymoon phase. When is the honeymoon phase
over? When things are repetitive. Okay. It feels like, okay, I just saw you yesterday. I'm going to see you today. We're going to talk about the same thing. I already know what's updated in your life. Like, nothing is fresh. Nothing is new. Mm. But that's why you can't see your partner too much.
I don't think necessarily not see your partner too much. I think it's just like keeping it exciting, keeping it fresh. Like, you could be innovative.
But take time to miss your partner as
exactly.
Well.
You don't
like, I don't want to be in your face all day, every day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Miss your partner.
And it's hard to be fresh and innovative. You're doing the same shit every day. Like, I mean, you're going to work, come home, like, oh, what's exciting about your day?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, all right, you know, a couple months pass by. Let's take a weekend trip.
You making up stories and shit?
Not even. Like, let's take a weekend trip or, like...
Oh, okay.
Things naturally get boring in life. Everything's not going to always be exciting.
True.
So that stems to like, all right, spending quality time. You feel me? Like learning new things about each other. Like digging deeper. Like I don't know, but things do get boring. Mm-hmm. So if you think because it's boring right now, you're going to find something better. Oh, because I'm bored. Like you're whack.
That's why you gotta do double dates.
Yeah, double dates. Like just find out what works for you. Everybody's different, but it's gonna get boring.
It is.
Yeah. Or like honeymoon, not gonna be forever. Like Top Golf, paint and sip. Yeah, or, like that. Yeah.
Or even like things that you create. Like let's paint each other. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. Okay. Do different things.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna be out here drawing a stick figure with the little titties and shit.
I think when the honeymoon phase is over, it's like, when you stop, like, overlooking someone's flaws, you know what I mean? Like, when you're in a honeymoon phase, you tend to overlook the flaws, like, you know what I mean? When you're, I think when you engage in more conflict more, like, you know what I mean? Before, yeah, you would be less confrontational because you're just in that infatuation stage with them. And then I think when the arguments start, I think that's when that honeymoon phase is starting to, you're starting to phase out of it. And then like you said, now you have to dig deeper. Now you have to find things outside of the... You know, outside of
the
regular
things, like, not big bro sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, that's his regular. This actually means it's a good episode because you know,
oh,
you know,
man.
So
that's his blessing.
So yeah, I think once those things start to happen in a relationship, I think that's when you start to phase out of that honeymoon.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think when you don't appreciate the little things and you don't do the little things that you used to do, the stuff that you used to do to get that person attention. And I ain't just talking about the good morning text. It's just like small little things that person would appreciate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
if you send that person a random picture.
All that stuff, because you get that in the beginning, right? And that keeps that person entertained. And they be like, okay, this person is thinking about me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So once you take that away from the person, I don't know, it's just no expectations there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think when you don't carry yourself in a certain manner, the honeymoon phase is over. Like, you know, you used to present yourself a certain way. Even, I'm not just saying this on women, like men too. And we stay groomed up, you know, trimmed up, made sure we smell good. Now we coming in here after the gym, just like, yeah, what up, babe? You know what I'm saying? But we used to have that consideration for y'all, making sure, you know, we was proper. You know what I'm saying? Women, they coming in with the bonnet, the dirty ass shirt with the tea stain on it. You like, damn, bitch.
But are you paying to get their hair done?
Huh?
Are you paying to get their hair done?
No.
Now I'm only saying that because you know we had that thing with the nails.
Like, yeah, with the nails.
You gotta maintain your girlfriend.
I want to know about that one. Do y'all? How do y'all feel about that?
I would, like I said, but I prioritize needs rather than wants.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. I'll feed you. I'll give you a place to live. You ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. All those little shit. I'll do it when I could or when I think you deserve it or whatever the case may be. But I ain't just out here doing. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Okay, so when does a woman deserve it? Like,
besides the birthday
and Valentine's.
Talking about. That's what y'all do for the men. Only on his birthday. Y'all only show him an affection on his birthday and Valentine's.
We're not even talking about that right now, though.
Oh, we can't play y'all. We can't play y'all real quick.
We're not talking about that.
So, like with me, if I know you like something and I'm at the mall shopping, I'm gonna buy it for you, and I'm be like, oh, I got you something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I feel like I love that energy and all, but like, I gotta feel like you're gonna come like that for me though. Like, if I don't feel like you're outside and you see something that I may like and you're not grabbing it for me, I'll be like, damn, he might like that, but I'm not going to grab it for him until I see that energy first.
Absolutely.
I think, I'm not saying that my woman wouldn't deserve it all the time, right? But there's certain times where, let's say, she had a stressful day and I just want to make her happy. I'll be like, okay, yo, you know what? You had a long week. How about you go do this, that, and another? And if I could do it every time she wants it, I would. But I can't. So this
and
shit,
I love how
y'all out here, y'all bundles is about a rack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all nails, y'all getting these shits looking like cheetah claws. Them shits, I think that shit's a waste of money personally. You get what I'm saying? So I wouldn't want to, that's what you like, and I'll do it for you because you like it, but I don't see my girl has Swarovski diamonds or whatever them shits is called. I'm like, what? Throw these shits in the garbage.
But not every female. Yeah, not every female. Depends.
Like, I don't care what it is.
Female.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's nice that you could be upfront with what you can and you can't do.
Yeah.
So it's either she accepts it or she doesn't. Mm. I mean, well, one day will you do it though? Like, will you?
I do it.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Like, would you like move into that realm? Like, okay, like eventually, like
I could have a gazillion dollars, right? And right. I still think you should learn how to do your own nails or get your own nail shop. Okay. I'm more like that type of mindset. You get what I'm saying? Like, why are we paying, unless you got a friend that's in that business and you're supporting them, mm-hmm. then I'll be like, all right, here, then do that. You get what I'm saying? But you just going to Ching Mei? Nah.
Nigga said the
it's
most
random Asian
name he could say. Like,
huh? I feel like you should be
not Ching Mei. Not Ching
Mei. Jew about to learn how to do the nails for you, so he could just do so.
Right.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
I mean, that's his point of view. As long as he's being real about what he wants, he's willing to do and he's not willing to do. Mm. So we don't have to make up this fantasy in our heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I think sometimes we got to get away from like social media when it comes to certain aspects about relationships and dating because, you know, sometimes you'll get so influenced and think that your relationship has to run this specific way, mm-hmm. this specific checklist. And if it's not checking off all the boxes, you feel like somehow you're not fulfilled in your relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think, obviously, he's treating you right. He's still showing up for you every day. He might forget the little things. He's human. Like, you know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. like, you might forget the little things. I don't think y'all should necessarily look at that as, oh, man, he's not doing what he used to do because, you know, Ace always says, you know, only a man can get complacent in a relationship because he's the one that's always going above and beyond for his woman. So, of course, when he slows down on doing those things, now it looks like, damn, you don't do the things you normally used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was the only one really doing whatever in a relationship. So he's the only one that can get complacent. And it's only natural that, you know, people start to get, you know, comfortable. They start to settle down and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he might not do those things that he used to do. But, shoot, just remind him, like, hey, babe, you know, X, Y, and Z, you don't got to shame him for doing it or whatever the case is.
Or
so.
Maybe take some initiative, like, take him out on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Like,
that's true.
Like set the tone.
Word. Yeah, I agree. Exactly. Then he will pick up on that and then return the favor the next time. Like, oh yeah, man, you took me out last time. Let's go out this time.
Yeah,
it's true.
So let me get to this last topic, right? Do y'all think y'all should test people in a relationship? Basically,
mm-hmm.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Test how? Giving us
okay. I literally just did this.
Just sound toxic.
Word. I just shook my head immediately.
No, it's not.
What kind of?
So I was sick, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling well. So it was like late. So if that person doesn't be like, oh, like, do you want some food or do you need some medicine? Like, what can I do to help you? Then it's just like, okay, like you care. But somebody that's like, oh, hope you get better. It's just like, oh. Like, I'm telling you, I'm sick in bed. Like, I can't get up. Like, you're not going to offer, like, do you need something? Because I would ask you if you were sick. Like, do you want me to bring you some soup? Do you need some medicine? Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that test.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah.
I'm not mad at that test.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not bad. What about y'all?
I agree with her. I just tested someone recently as well. Like, my
she said what?
Passing out tips in the group chat?
Because you have to with these men. You need to know if they're for real or they're on BS.
You never.
And a lot of men are on BS. But I feel like the test is to really.
Yo.
But the test. The test Long is potential. The test is for me. The test is to see if I'm wasting my time. Mm. And whenever Amina feels like she's wasting her time, she's out.
You spoke in third person?
That's a third person. That's what narcissists do.
Yeah.
That's what narcissists
She just said like. Earlier, she's like, yeah, I got to talk to myself to get the right answers out.
Listen. I study psychology. My brain's a little wired a little differently. Okay. But,
You was with a psychiatrist when you were studying this?
I wasn't, but I'm
you should.
So anyways, my car was having trouble, right? Like, it was having big trouble. So there's a guy, man. You know, who was in the picture. And man, y'all supposed to be the superpowers.
Oh, man, I see where this is going.
Like, take initiative. Do what you got to do. Tell me why. I told him about my car issue. It took him an hour and a half to get back to me. He didn't even call me. He texted me like, oh, damn, what happened? What?
Was he at work?
How am I supposed to know he at work?
As
did you ask?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, maybe that's why he couldn't that get back to you. He could have not been there.
Wait. So he failed the test and you even asked what he was doing?
No, you're looking at the wrong issue. The issue
issue. You don't know what he was doing, though.
No, but he could have took the time to be like, I'm sorry to hear about your car. What's happening? What's going on? Right. It was just very,
considerate.
It wasn't considerate. It was very distant. It was like, oh, damn, I'm sorry. But listen, let me get to the point, right? So I told him what happened to my car. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, by that time, it was already done deal, was fixed or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When it's fixed, come by me.
Oh, no.
What? Right? Nah, he gotta go.
Granted, he did give me a website to get the part. I'll give him that. He gave me a website. But
nah,
website ain't really
the website.
Much. So then I was like, okay, come by you for what? He was like, because
I got the other part.
I want you to drive me around. I'm a passenger prince.
I got the other part.
He did not say that.
I will pull up the message.
Wait, what did he say, Mina?
He said he will be a passenger prince?
Yes.
He said what?
He said, I want you to come because I want you to drive me around.
You stopped talking to him after that, right?
It was done.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, what do you guys think
What's
about
wrong
that?
With y'all? Either you lying or y'all niggas
I'm
is
not
horrible.
And it was on my birthday.
No.
By the time he answered me back, it was my birthday.
Yeah, he just did it. He's not interested.
He's not interested.
And that's okay. That's okay. Because people be having different things going on in their lives. You know what I'm saying? It's not about you.
Life be lifing.
Life be lifing. And they be having a whole different...
Not to be no fucking passenger prince.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the whole passenger prince thing? Like, you know how people be like, passenger princess? There's some men that
would
be like,
I don't
like to drive.
I would not want to be with a man that want
to
be a
I don't like the job, but I ain't calling myself no passenger prince.
Yeah, I ain't never said that.
What the fuck?
That's kind of crazy.
That's corny, right?
That is corny. Like, I ain't
So, and would y'all ever... because this happened to me before. I was talking to a girl, and she had one of her friends, you know, hit me up. This is when I had Instagram, and she had DM'd me, and basically was trying to scoop and see if I was going to take the bait. I almost took the bait. I ain't gonna lie to you, like, you know what I'm saying. But you know, I was smart, and I was like, nah. It was my man's intuition was telling me that this was a setup, like, you know what I mean. So you know, I passed the test. Cause I said, yo, nah, I'm good. Whatever the case was, and then that's when she had texted me back. It was like probably a couple of hours later, and she.
You
like,
knew
oh.
it was her friend.
I didn't know it was her friend.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I kind of did because it was kind of a little sus, you know, because women don't just. You know, just going your DMs like that very boldly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be prideful, like, about going in a nigga DM. Mm. So I was like, this is a little sus. So, you know what I mean? So I had that male's intuition kick in. So I knew it was...
Thank God for the male's intuition.
Like, she was valid, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
So do y'all test women and send your bros to the DM? Or not your bros, but, like, send somebody to the DM that you cool with? Like, all right.
I don't got time for none of that.
Yeah,
it don't even gotta be your girl. Like, you just trying to see somebody you interested in.
Let
like,
alone, if a woman did that, I'm gonna try to smash your homegirl. Like, you out here testing me, I'm gonna fail.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, do not test that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he was single, do not
you
test that.
You can say, yeah, I cheated.
Because if I knew that was your intentions, like, to test me, then I'll fail on purpose.
So you going to hit the homegirl back up? Like, yo, what's up?
No, like, if I felt like it's like...
It's funny?
It's a setup or whatever. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fuck with it. Like, okay, what you doing? I might send a deals pic or something. It was like, cause what you at this point, I this is only if I know it's like a setup. You get what I'm saying? You having a conversation, you just know this shit not
it's
real,
not
right?
Sense.
You get what I'm saying? It's not making sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you go back to her, she's mad, and then she's calling you saying, "Hey, oh, you did this, that, and another." Well, you shouldn't have sent the bitch to me.
But nah. Sending yeah, the dick pic,
the dick pic is kind of
kind of overdoing it right now.
Right. Well.
It but works,
Don't test me.
But like I say, I do test women, especially in the dating phase. Like, I want to see, like I said, I would take you somewhere that might not be the nicest place. Just see a reaction, just to know what I'm getting myself into. If you a spoiled brat, I don't think a spoiled brat is good for a relationship.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so if you giving spoiled brat on a date, then yeah, I'm gonna just
I don't know.
I might do testing. Like, I wouldn't go that extreme. Like that. Like, yo, Ace, hop in the DM real quick. Let me see. Like, you know what I mean. But I would do things like, you know, if I'm going out my way to constantly contact you and talk to you, I would step away from a while to see if you want to take that initiative.
Oh, that's
and,
a good one.
You know, to call me and hit me up and stuff like that. Yeah. If I see that it's not an initiative, then obviously I'm going to start to second guess. Like, I'm clearly not a priority for you. Like, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't do nothing. But I have seen those videos where motherfuckers be paying the niggas, like, or whatever they be hitting, like, niggas that's verified. And they be like, yo, I want you to go on my girl DM and see if I'm
because I don't got think that niggas check. Do that, bro.
I don't know. I've seen a couple of them.
I wouldn't do no shit like that, but.
I feel like that's immature.
That do change my mindset. If I'm hitting you up good morning every morning and then I don't, and then you can't hit me up, that changed my whole mindset on how I'm talking to you, bro. Like, I'm not in that pursuit no more.
Well, like one is it a time limit or?
I mean, if a day go by and then the next day I don't hear nothing from you, it's like, all right.
You know, I got you. Yeah.
That's how I do.
I've definitely been tested before, but I've passed the test, so.
What was the
I'm
test?
Smarter than that.
What's up? Oh, you smarter than the fifth grader?
Two steps ahead every man.
Well, how did he test you?
Talking to this guy, all of a sudden his cousin is in my DM. Oh, no. All of a sudden his cousin is liking my stories. I'm like, this is weird. Like,
but you knew it was his cousin? Or you?
I went on a double date. With him
and
the cousin.
Be testing with the cousin.
Like,
that ain't a test. Cousin tried to sneak up.
But you know what?
You thought it was a test.
Ain't no test.
He's in my DM, and I'm just like, wait, what?
That nigga don't know that. Like, that wasn't a test. The cousin was trying to.
Did you tell the person you was talking to?
No.
What?
I thought it was a test.
Why would he test you with the nigga you already know who it is?
Nah, you can't say nothing about the cousin. Yo, it's going to cause conflict.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
I'm not doing all that.
Y'all went on a double date. The cousin seen you. He said, damn. And then he slid in your DM.
Like a year later.
Yeah. He said, oh, you're not talking to old girl no more? Come on. That's what that is.
I mean, I didn't answer those, so I passed. But these men are sneaky.
Wait, but he don't know you passed. That's not that's not a test if you don't know you took the test. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, but you're not talking to him no more?
I am.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's not.
But you failed then, because you ain't telling him his cousin tried to holler.
You definitely.
Nah. Y'all gotta cut this part out.
Cut the camera part three.
Y'all gotta cut this part off.
Damn. Good shit, Ace. Good. This is why we pay you the big bucks, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
You do?
Damn.
if somebody did holler at y'all that y'all partner know, would you feel like you have to tell them? Or would you keep that to yourself?
I would tell them.
I would tell them.
She's not telling.
Like. Nah, this is the thing. I was going to ask, like, is it my boyfriend? Or is somebody I'm just...
Both.
Dating. It depends how serious I am with that person, because it's not about... It's the conflict that you don't want to be weird. Like, some people are in, like... business with people, and it's like, if they just liking a couple pictures, it depends what your boundaries are. They're just liking a couple pictures, they slid in the DM. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's also a reflection of my man. Like, are you doing me dirty outside?
I don't think that liking picture shit values it. Like,
okay, so see, that's fine with you.
They like my girl picture, I wouldn't give a fuck. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so with sliding in the DMs is disrespectful. So yeah. It's like, that's to me, that's a reflection of maybe what my man might have going on outside. Like, how are you? How are you representing me? No, because if he could just slide in my DMs, probably like, yo, this man is doing whatever. Like,
nah, you wildin'.
That's how I would think.
Some people is just snakes like that. Like, they see, and they might be envious. They might see you got something like, oh yeah, let me see if I can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't got nothing to do with.
If it's
and,
a serious,
and you probably half naked on a not you. I'm just saying, someone.
Yeah, like
half
naked.
That is a little. See how it is. Some niggas like. You know?
I think I would say something if I was in a serious relationship, just because like. That's so important for me, honesty. And so if I see us going far one day, like, obviously I'm with you. I'm invested. Like, I got to keep it real.
But
so,
if y'all just talking or dating.
If we just talking or dating, I don't know if I'm going to bring it up, because you men keep secrets about everything. Like, y'all keep everything away from me. It's whatever. Like, As long as I'm not entertaining it, I know I'm good. You feel me?
Like, no, that's you have to say it. Because if he finds out, it's over.
It's gonna look like that's, you're sneaky.
Yeah, you're being sneaky. Yeah.
But if you look in the conversation, there's no conversation.
You could delete it. You could delete it.
That man is talking to himself. Yeah. As long as you didn't open it, say nothing high, you didn't reply.
All types of crazy shit. Right. Nah, yeah.
Sometimes you could forget too. Like, think about how
you better not forget that. You better not ever forget that.
Think about how many men could slide into your DM though.
But then picture like your friend or somebody you know like doing that to your partner. You would be upset. I would be upset. Like, why didn't you tell me when it happened? Why are you telling me after? So now I'm looking at you weird and I'm looking at her weird. So if that happens, I'm telling you.
Hold on, May. Are you talking about, you talking about somebody you serious with, their close friend sliding in the DM? Like, what are you guys talking about?
It don't matter who it is.
Who are you talking about? Who?
It could be Usher. I don't give a fuck. Tell me. Right. Like, I don't care. It could be Usher. It could be your brother. It could be your uncle. I don't give a fuck. Whoever is trying to holler at you, you better let me know.
It's a brother.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know they broke. You know ladies got their bros. These bros.
I've had that situation before, and I tell. Like, the whole guy said was like, I know you talked to da-da-da, but I'm not going to lie.
I ain't believing that.
You just said that.
I'm not lying.
Trying to holler at him. And
you ain't tell. Like.
Well, that was different.
Right.
Because the situation, like, I was actually in a relationship with this person. That person I wasn't dating. Sorry.
Cool.
I wasn't exclusively dating them. Like, we were just, like, hanging out. We going on dates, da-da-da-da, but we weren't, like, together. But this person I was dating, and it was like someone they were cool with, same town, da da da, was at the same spot together. I'm like, why is he in my phone? Like, I told the person, you just gotta be upfront, you gotta be honest. Like, that's weird. Like, that's weird.
That's fair. That's fair. Him? But the moral of the story is you failed that test, and we gotta get the fuck up out of here because, you know. But again,
and on that note,
let them know where they can follow you at again.
Bonita underscore Mina.
Okay.
Majex.
Kimberly.ella.
The sugarest, like, the sugar. Like,
yo, get y'all pussy sugared, man. Like, I heard it's elite.
You gotta tell them to get their teeth whitening. And teeth whitening.
Oh, yeah, your teeth bedazzled.
And your and get your lashes, too.
And your lashes, man. Y'all business entity. Y'all ain't business together?
Eli do wig installments. I mean... You know what I'm saying? He got one in right now.
He did it himself.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Jew put me onto this spot where he got his dreads from. Man. Too, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like, I didn't like already. Comment your favorite part if y'all agree or disagree. Did Shorty fail the test? Did she pass the test? I don't know. Let us know. Like,
we gonna put a...
Join the membership and get the merch. Dilly Rabbit,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, next time Eli pull up on the show with no merch, man, he gonna leave up in the hearse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Like, damn. Yeah. Sound like a threat. You know what I mean? But yeah, I respect it. You know what I mean?
Bring that boot back out.
God damn. Crazy, yeah. We see y'all, man.